More news stories now. A campaign is growing to retain the former Debenhams building. Patients are treated in hospital corridors, and a popular city pub unveils a new look after a row over their marquee.
Plans to demolish and rebuild one of Norwich's most prominent buildings have hit a snag after a National Heritage group called for the irreplaceable resource to be protected. The 20th Century Society, a charity which campaigns for the preservation of architectural heritage, has urged the City Council to throw out plans to replace the 1950s-built former Debenhams department store with 400 student flats and new shops. The spokesman for the group argued the Red Lion Street site should be reused rather than demolished. They wrote to the City Council, "The plans would involve the complete loss of a building of local heritage significance, an irreplaceable resource. The Norwich Debenhams store is a fine 1950s building, and the benefits of retaining the building are many. The potential for the reuse of the building is clear, and the claim that it is not possible to convert the Norwich store is one that the Society disputes. The site was rebuilt in 1957 as Curls before becoming Debenhams, being heavily bombed during the Second World War. A heritage statement prepared by LandPro on behalf of applicant Stamford Real Estate contradicted these claims, arguing the development could have a beneficial effect on the conservation area due to the high quality of design, which reflects the historical composition of the area. It also added a total demolition of the site would be acceptable as the significance of the building is low and local."
One of East Anglia's best-known family firms has pledged £100,000 a year to help small businesses grow. Gerald's has launched the Gerald's Growth Fund in an effort to support local firms, with a pot of £100,000 released every year to Norfolk businesses looking to propel their growth. Businesses will be able to apply for a share of the funding, with successful applicants also benefiting from specialist expertise from the Gerald's team. Nick Stephen Jones, Chief Executive, said, "We recognise the symbiotic relationship we have with Norfolk businesses. Our training business wouldn't be what it is without the thriving community of organisations looking to develop their staff. Our food hall wouldn't be the same without the array of Norfolk produce from our talented suppliers. And our new logistics arm wouldn't have the growth we envisage without the continued wave of high-quality goods leaving the county to other parts of the UK."
Norfolk's largest hospital has resorted to treating patients in corridors as it battles to keep ambulances on the road. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has crammed extra beds into wards and even in corridors, in a bid to reduce the amount of time ambulances spend waiting to offload patients. But its chief executive has admitted this has led to a decline in the quality of care people are receiving while they are in hospital. During a meeting of its board of directors, interim CEO Nick Hulme said, "At one point recently, as many as 8 patients at one time were being treated in corridors rather than on wards." He added, "522 patients were admitted to A&E in a single day, which he believed to be the busiest day during his time at the Trust." He said, "I think that put significant pressure on our inpatient wards and led to patients being cared for in areas not designed for care. In recent months, the hospital has seen success in cutting down ambulance handover times, including a week in December when the average wait was just a minute. But Chris Cobb, chief operating officer at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, said this improvement was coming at a cost to the hospital. He said a lot of the demand facing ambulances in the community was being absorbed by the hospital, and that the risk factor of long ambulance waits was being brought into the building.
An historic city building is on the lookout for an artist in residence. Following Charles Dickens' footsteps upon its ground, a chosen artist will soon document the refurbishment and 800-year history of Norwich City Halls. The council invites applications for an artist in residence during the venue's 2024 to 2025 closure for renovations. The arts and entertainment venue comprising of St Andrew's and Blackfriars Halls is part of a Grade 1 listed medieval friary complex. Council Cabinet Member for Wellbeing and Culture, Claire Kidman, said, "We are so excited to be able to offer this commission for a talented artist or designer who loves delving into the past to create artwork telling the story of the halls, including its exciting plans for the future. Their artwork will be applied to the hoardings and will need to be accessible and engaging for passers-by so that we can share this incredible history with them. The doors have now closed, with the complex expected to reopen in 2025.
A pub popular with Canaries fans has unveiled its new look after a row with the City Council around the removal of its previous marquee. The Coach and Horses in Thorpe Road, which is Grade 2 listed and dates back to 1811, introduced the sheltered area during the pandemic when COVID restrictions were lifted during 2020 and pubs could reopen. Manager Cameron Dallas said the business did not need to get permission from Norwich City Council to put up the marquee at the time. But towards the end of 2022, the authority contacted Mr. Dallas, ordering him to remove the structure because it blocked the balustrades on the first floor balcony in front of the pub, as well as complaining it was not in line with the aesthetic of the pub. However, the business has now revealed its four red replacement awnings, which Mr. Dallas believes customers will soon take advantage of.